Continuing with de Tocqueville. As soon as land was held on any other than a feudal tenure, and personal property began in its turn to confer influence and power, every improvement which was introduced in commerce or manufacture was a fresh element of the equality of conditions. Henceforward, every new discovery, every new want which it engendered, and every new desire which craved satisfaction was a step towards the universal level. And my interjection, by universal level, we should hear a single pattern of thought, the definition of totalitarianism. Voice names what exists. That's why it's so critical that we stop misnaming reality to our children. If no one names totalitarianism for what it is, it can't be discussed. It's all around us, covered by the wage, the price of a human being, wearing the face of normality. Notice, not even the left over the airwaves will say this, that we are debased by the wage. Continuing, the taste for luxury, this is de Tocqueville, the love of war, the sway of fashion, and the most superficial as well as the deepest passions of the human heart cooperated to enrich the poor and to impoverish the rich. And I have to comment again, by impoverish the rich, he's talking about the destruction of the old feudal order, inherited wealth based in a connection to the possession of land, and not wealth not based in the restless drive for perfection that bedevils the Plato's tribesmen. Continuing, from the time when the exercise of the intellect became the source of strength and of wealth, it's impossible not to consider every addition to science, every fresh truth, and every new idea as a germ of power placed within the reach of the people, poetry, eloquence, and memory, the grace of wit, the glow of imagination, the depth of thought, and all the gifts which are bestowed by Providence with an equal hand, turned to the advantage of the democracy. And even when they were in the possession of its adversaries, they still served its cause by throwing into relief the natural greatness of man. Its conquests spread, therefore, with those of civilization and knowledge. And literature became an arsenal where the poorest and the weakest could always find weapons to their hand. In perusing the pages of our history, we shall scarcely meet with a single great event in the lapse of 700 years which has not turned to the advantage of equality. Unquote from de Tocqueville's Democracy in America, and this is a book I am absolutely certain they use as propaganda with our young people, because his words can be so misunderstood and encouraged to be so misunderstood, like Plato's. It's a perfect propaganda tool. We must not mistake his argument for power, I should say, obviously. See, the word propaganda, what we hear in that word has changed over the years. When I use it, it's strictly intended to mean power's attempts to manipulate our thinking. We must not mistake de Tocqueville's argument. He is wedded utterly to class. Rather, he believes in the inevitability of social, what he calls social equality between the classes. And I think we're seeing indications of this here in the U.S. Within that category, I guess we could consider the granting legal equality to sexual minorities, quote unquote, gays, bisexuals, transgendered folk, and to African Americans, to all, quote unquote, formerly discriminated against groups, that in granting legal equality and even social equality, that this is a reflection of what de Tocqueville is talking about in terms of everybody becoming equal. He is not talking about the elimination of class. Just the opposite. He's saying that to preserve class, we have to ensure that there is social equality between the classes and the various social groups. The issue for us to consider today is this. As we grow bigger, we global humans, as our knowledge of the world, our brothers and sisters, and how our imprisonment works, as all this increases, power wants to halt this process. I posted some excerpts as word beats from previous shows on this matter of how education is becoming, has always been, but particularly now, as the you-know-what hits the fan, as the global economy collapses, as the resources of the planet get consumed or have been, that power has to figure out, since they can't buy us off with a wage, how they're going to buy us off. Those who are left, and we're going to be talking about that.